Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. U.S. District Court Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers issued her decision in Epic versus Apple. The court found in favor of Apple on all counts, except with respect to a violation of California's unfair competition law. The court noted Epic breached its contract with Apple by implementing an alternative payment system and is ordered to pay Apple 30% of everything collected through the alternative system, estimated to be around $3.5 million. The judge also issued an order to Apple that they are permanently restrained and enjoined from prohibiting developers from including in their apps and their metadata buttons, external links, or other calls to action that direct customers to purchasing mechanisms. The order does not take effect until December 9th, and Epic announced it will appeal. South Korea passed a law last month requiring Apple and Google to allow alternate in-app payment systems, although it has yet to go in effect. In light of this, Epic asked Apple to reinstate it as a developer to re-release the iOS version of Fortnite in the country. Apple replied that, regardless of the new law, it's under no obligation to let Epic back into the App Store until it agrees to play by the same rules as everyone else. Facebook announced its first smart glasses hardware, the $299 Ray-Ban Stories. These glasses have two 5-megapixel cameras on the front with an activity light, similar to Snap Spectacles, but can also play back music, take calls, and use a voice assistant with a Hey Facebook wake word. They're available now in 20 different styles in the US, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Italy, and the UK, with a choice of clear, sun, prescription, transition, and polarized lenses. El Salvador's national Bitcoin system crashed as the cryptocurrency became legal tender on Tuesday. The Chivo wallet is currently offline, and El Salvador President Nayib Bukele says server capacity will be increased. A report from Harvard Business School found that automated resume scanning software is a significant barrier to employment and mistakenly rejects millions of viable candidates. These systems are used by about 75% of all U.S. employers and 99% of the Fortune 500. These systems often automatically reject candidates with gaps larger than 6 months in a resume or require exact verbiage on resumes, like asking for computer programming experience for a data entry job. 9 out of 10 executives surveyed in the report said they knew these systems mistakenly filtered out viable candidates. India's Jio Platforms announced it will delay the launch of its Jio Phone Next, citing the ongoing semiconductor shortage. The Jio Phone Next was developed with Google and runs an extremely optimized version of Android. The device was scheduled for release on September 10th, but Jio hopes to have it available more widely around the time of the Diwali festival in early November. TSMC, controlling over half of the global foundry market, is going ahead with their rate increase in order to stem the trend of double booking, clients ordering more chips than they need in the hopes of securing production line space, as all chip costs continue to rise into 2022. Display driver integrated circuits are up 50% on last year, with general contract chips, microcontroller chips, and power management chips up 30 to 40%, with some extreme cases showing up 400 to 500%. Amazon plans to bring its Just Walk Out cashier-less technology to two Whole Foods stores, one in Washington, D.C., and one in Sherman Oaks, California, set to open in 2022. Customers not using the cashierless checkout can still check out at self-checkout lanes or at a customer service booth. Amazon says the stores will employ a comparable number of team members as existing Whole Foods Market stores of similar sizes. Chinese regulators have slowed down approvals of new online games. The process of approvals has already been slower than normal for approximately a month. The South China Morning Post source says new game approvals would be on hold for a while because the priority was to cut the number of new games and reduce gaming addiction in China. China previously froze new game approvals for 9 months in 2018. Twitter launched its Communities feature, which lets users tweet directly to other community members rather than just followers. These communities are invite-only, and all communities have moderators to set rules as well as add and remove members. Twitter invited select users to create the initial batch of communities, but there is a web form to apply to create your own. A community tab rolled out to iOS and web apps, while Android users can currently only view community tweets. Twitter, keeping busy, also launched two feature tests. One changes the way photos are displayed on mobile, taking up the whole width of a phone screen, currently in testing on iOS apps. The second lets users remove followers without blocking them. This is in testing on the web and will have your content disappear from feeds without giving the removed follower a notification. Logitech announced the $399 Logidock, able to connect 5 USB devices, 2 monitors, and acts as a speaker and supports power pass-through for device charging. Designed with hybrid work in mind, it also includes controls to toggle video on popular video conferencing platforms and includes a noise-canceling speakerphone. Using Logitech's Logitune software, users can also customize lights on the dock for notifications. The Logidock is expected to ship this winter. Following Proton Mail complying with a Swiss court order to begin logging a user's IP address and metadata, the service updated its policies. It removed a section promising it did not maintain IP logs of users by default, now saying Proton Mail is an email that respects privacy and puts people, not advertisers, first. The company also pledged to encourage activists to use the Tor network to access Proton Mail. And Eurogamer sources say Nintendo plans to add Game Boy and Game Boy Color titles to Nintendo Switch Online. Nintendo Switch Online's classic game library launched in 2018 and currently offers 130 titles from the Nintendo and Super Nintendo consoles. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.